Walk me through what the job does when it runs. In order, no commentary.
It reads every market the feeds priced in the last day. 2,700 of them.
One of which is ETH_USDC.
It splits that on the underscore into two tickers, ETH and USDC.
Then
it turns each ticker into a coin identifier. ETH becomes the coin called Ethereum.
And that is a lookup.
That is the one step in the entire job that is a guess.
Why a guess? Binance told us the ticker.
Binance told us the string. It never says which coin the string means. So we look at every coin our vendor knows that wears the ticker USDC and take whichever has the most trading volume.
91, wear it.
91. We take the top one, write down that we guessed, and somebody is supposed to confirm it later.
And after that step?
Everything is mechanical. The coin identifier carries an address per chain. Find a pool holding those two addresses, record both directions, replace the table.
So one guess in the middle, and lookups either side.
One guess, and it is the only thing in the system that needs a human.
Then ask the exchange. It lists USDC, so it must know which token that is.
That is the right instinct, and I want to be careful about why it works, because it sounds like it is about somebody's money, and it is not.
Go on.
Deposit USDC to an exchange, and it gives you an address and a chain. Send the wrong token there, and you are not credited. So the exchange is forced to publish exactly which contract counts as its ticker.
And they publish it.
6 of our 14 do, in public, with no key. KuCoin answers in one request. USDC is 0x0B86 on Ethereum, 0x0F88 on Arbitrum, 0x8335 on Base, 0x0B2C on Optimism.
Which are the addresses we already derive through the vendor?
Character for character. Gate, Bitget, HTX and Binance say the same 4.
Then we are done. Ask the 6, believe them.
That was my answer this morning. Then I looked at what else states the same fact, and there is quite a lot of it.
Such as?
Curated token lists. The Uniswap default list covers all 8 of our chains, and it links the same token across them. The Ethereum entry for USDC carries its Arbitrum, Base, and Optimism addresses in one record.
That is the thing we were asking the vendor for.
It is. And there is a bridge aggregator with 15,000 tokens, the superchain list, which is the authority for Base and Optimism, and the issuer itself, Circle, publishes its own contract addresses.
So now there are more sources than we need.
So I checked whether they agree. Every one of them, on USDC, on all 8 chains, matches Circle exactly.
Including the ones our vendor has.
And one it does not. Our vendor has no USDC entry for BNB chain at all. The token lists have it.
So the vendor has holes, and the alternatives fill them.
Which is the point where I nearly wrote the whole thing up as solved.
I hear a but.
I ran the same check on WETH.
And?
Not unanimous. The bridge aggregator returns 2 different contracts on Ethereum, both marked verified. One is wrapped Ether. The other is wrapped Ether from a fork.
Both claiming the same ticker.
Both claiming the ticker, both marked as checked, on a source that had been perfect on stablecoins.
That is the 91 problem again, wearing a badge.
And there is a sharper one. Arbitrum publishes its own token list, which sounds like it should be the last word on Arbitrum.
Presumably it is.
It gives you the bridged USDC, the old one. Not the native contract that everything actually trades against now. If you had picked the most official sounding source for that chain, you would have got the wrong address, confidently.
So no single source, however authoritative it sounds.
No single source, which is annoying because that is the answer I wanted.
Then what does the rule become?
2 independent sources have to say the same thing before we accept it.
And if only one does?
It stays unconfirmed, exactly as today. But the pile that reaches a human shrinks to tickers that no exchange publishes and no list carries, which is a much smaller and much more suspicious pile.
Is that not what the confirmed flag already means?
It is exactly what it means. The difference is what fills it in. Today the flag waits for a person who has no screen to click. Under this, it is filled by whether independent parties agree, and the person only sees what they genuinely disagree about.
Where does this live? A new job, a cached table?
Neither. Same job, once a day. It fetches the sources at the start of the run, holds them in memory for 4 minutes, and throws them away.
No table at all.
A table would only give it away to go stale. The fetches cost about a second on a run that takes 4 minutes.
What has to be said out loud when we propose this?
That Binance's working endpoint is the website's own path rather than its documented API, so it can vanish without notice. That every source names chains differently, so Polygon arrives as Matic or Poly, USDC depending who you ask, and addresses come back in mixed case and have to be lowered before anything is compared.
And the wrapped assets?
And that wrapped assets are where this is weakest, so anything wrapped should need a third agreeing source rather than two.
What does not change?
A native coin still has no contract of its own, so Ether still resolves through the chain's wrapped token. Both pool directions are still recorded. The table is still replaced whole, every day.
So the change is one step, in the middle of a job that already runs.
One step, the guess becomes a vote, and the queue stops being where the ordinary case ends up.